Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And on today's Basic Gospel program, we continue with our study through the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide, based on Bob Christopher's book of the same title. If you don't yet have a copy, you can go online to basicgospel.net and click the Simple Gospel book link right there on the right-hand side of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, today's study is a study edition, and we will not be taking live phone calls. However, the voicemail system is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 844-322-2742, and you can use that anytime. We would love to have you post your question by voicemail. Again, the number good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. But right now, it's our Friday study edition from Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. I remember this day 19 years ago, and I'm sure everybody remembers this day 19 years ago, where they were and where they first heard the news of the planes flying into the World Trade Centers and all of that. And I remember so vividly, you and I went on the air that day, and it was a very somber experience on the radio. But a lady called us, and she was panicked and fearful and, wondering what would have happened to her if she would have been in one of those buildings, what would have been her eternal destiny. And we had the opportunity that day, Bob, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with her. And she listened, and she absorbed the message, and she responded. And we heard her go from death to life. Yeah. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is this thing called the crossover. Mm-hmm. What happens to us when we receive Christ Jesus? And I remember years ago when I was in college, and actually had just started growing in the grace of God and so excited about this new life that I had in Jesus. And I was working as an orderly at a local hospital. I was wanting to go into medicine and was working in a hospital just to get some on-the-ground experience. And I had the opportunity to go in and visit with an elderly gentleman, and the conversation turned to God, and he looked at me and said, "Bob, I know God exists, but he's just been irrelevant to me. It's never meant anything in my life." And I started talking to him about Jesus and telling him about the good news story, that Christ died so we could have forgiveness of sins and was raised so that we could have life everlasting. And man, that gentleman just caught on to that message concerning Christ, and he said, "I want him. I want Jesus." And I looked at him and said, "Well, why don't we just pray and receive Christ?" And I could have left the room. It was just something happening between him and God at that moment. It was just this powerful encounter. And he went from death to life spiritually. And that's what salvation is all about. We were dead in sins, and God has made us alive together with Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about today in this chapter called The Crossover, chapter 4. It's page 25 in our study guides, and it's all based on this powerful passage in John 5:24. So this is a verse to star, to underline, to memorize, because it really tells the story of what God did to you the moment that you trusted his son. And this is Jesus speaking, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He has not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Some translations say, "but has crossed over from death to life." And I really like that rendering of this verse, because that's exactly what happens to each and every one of us. We were dead in trespasses and sins when we hear the good news concerning Jesus and respond to that with faith. We cross over from that state of death to a state of spiritual life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. Now, why was this necessary? Why was a crossover necessary for you and me to experience? Well, we're gonna take a look at this, and we're gonna go all the way back to Genesis, and we're gonna look at four different things that happened as a result of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, and how the gospel corrects all four of those issues. So we're gonna start with this idea of being in the wrong place. You know, sometimes we think the grass is always greener on the other side until we get to the other side.
Yeah.
And that's cliche, but when it comes to spiritual things, that's a truth. There is a pasture that is greener that we need to get to, and this crossover gets us to that pasture. So let's take a look at this reality. When we come into this world, we find ourselves being in the wrong place. Now, in Genesis 2:15, we see this after God created everything, created man. He said this, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it." So God had a particular place for Adam to flourish as a human being, and that place was the Garden of Eden, and that was the right place for Adam. Why? Because God put him there. That's where God placed him. So if God places you somewhere, you know you are in the right place. Well, Adam and Eve were in the right place, but their stay there didn't last very long. Of course, we really don't know how long they were in the garden before the sin took place. But after they sinned, they were moved out of the garden, and we see this in Genesis 3, 23 and 24. "Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life." So the right place for Adam and Eve after God created them was the garden. But when sin entered the picture, that was no longer the right place. And they were cast out of the garden, and they've lived in the wrong place, in a different place, somewhere that God didn't want them to be initially. But their sin led them to the wrong place. Well, that's the same for you and me. Now, this place that we find ourselves in is called darkness. When you and I come into this world, we are in darkness. Jesus said this in John 12:46, "I have come into this world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." So we're supposed to be in the light. That's where Adam and Eve were when they were in the garden. They were in the light. And when sin entered the picture, when they chose independence from God so that they could be like God through their human effort, they left the light of the garden and entered into the realm of darkness. And every person born after them was born into that realm of darkness. So Jesus Christ came into this world as light. And whoever believes in him, they're not going to remain in darkness. So we're going to cross over from death to life. And what that's going to mean to us is that we're going to cross over from darkness into light.
Yeah.
Now, one of the great passages in the New Testament is John chapter 8. It's one of the great seven I am statements. Jesus said this, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So we were in the wrong place. That place was darkness. Jesus Christ came into this world as light, and he says, "Whoever follows him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So we came into this world in the wrong place. Faith in Jesus Christ puts us in the right place. Peter put it this way, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So where were you? You were in darkness. Now, through faith in Jesus Christ, where are you? You are in this marvelous light. And what's your role in that, in this light? Well, it's to declare the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and placed you into light. And Paul put it this way in his letter to Colossians. And if you have the study guide, it says on page 26 to look up Colossians 2:13, but the verse is actually Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And here Paul wrote this: he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So we came into this world in the wrong place. Now, through faith in Jesus Christ, we're in the right place. Yeah. We have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son. So to cross over from death to life means that we have crossed over from darkness to light. Talk about good news. That's good news. Yeah. So in Christ, you're in the right place. You were once in the wrong place, but now you're in the right place, exactly where God wants you to be, in Jesus, in the realm of light. And once you're in the light, you will never be in darkness again.
Very good stuff, Bob.
It is good stuff,
you
isn't
know,
it?
You know, I was thinking as you were talking, and you have not even, this has not even entered into your mind, but you came out of college with a heart's desire to be in medicine. God granted that wish for you. He put you in spiritual medicine, the medicine of the gospel that heals broken hearts. And he put you here in this ministry, and you stayed. And so I just hear you all over this, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. We'll get back to our study in just a moment, but I just want to remind you that week by week, we are working through the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide on these Friday teaching editions. And we hope you're benefiting from what you're hearing, and we hope that you'll take the initiative to share what you're hearing with those who are closest to you. So if you miss any of the weekly sessions, you can find them in the study archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. Now, all the sessions are there for you and for anyone you'd like to share them with, and we hope you will do that. And if you don't have your copy of the study guide, you can also order it directly off the archive page. And again, you'll find it all at basicgospel.net/teaching. So now back to our study, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and here's the author, Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. And we were talking about medicine and my desire to go into medicine. And we have the great physician. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he heals the souls of ours. And he has power over death, so he can raise us from death to life. And that's exactly what he has done in this gospel message, through his death, burial, and resurrection. So the chapter we're in is chapter 4. It's called The Crossover. That's what happens to each of us when we receive Christ. We cross over from death to life. And that means that we've crossed over from darkness into light. So we were in the wrong place, and we were experiencing all the consequences of being in the wrong place until Jesus got a hold of us and put us in the right place. So once you are in Jesus, you are no longer in darkness, you are in light. Now, you may still think some dark thoughts, and you may act sometimes if you're in the darkness, but you're doing that in the light. Mm-hmm. And God's light shines very brightly on those dark attitudes and those dark actions, and you can actually see them for what they are. When you were doing those in the dark, it seemed natural, it seemed normal, it seemed like the thing to do. But now that you're in the light, there's an awkwardness to it. Why? Because those things don't fit with you anymore. Why? Because you're now in the right place.
Yeah.
And exactly where God wants you to be, you are in the light. And that is good news. And there are so many passages in the Word of God that talk about the fact that we were once darkness, but now we are children of light. So that's the first thing that this crossover deals with. This is the first problem that this crossover solves. It takes us out of the wrong place, puts us in the right place. The second problem that it solves, that it disconnects us from the wrong person and connects us to the right person. So when we were dead in trespasses and sins, we were connected to the prince of the power of the air. We see this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. So when you were in the dark, there were sinister forces at work controlling you, moving you down a path of darkness. He is called the prince of the power of the air. And it's his spirit that is at work in the sons of disobedience. So if you see rebellion toward God out there in the world today, guess where that rebellion comes from? It comes from these spiritual forces of darkness, the prince of the power of the air. He was the one that brought that rebellion into this world. He is the one who tempted Adam and Eve to rebel and convince them in such a forceful and powerful way that they gladly did so. They gladly took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and declared their independence from God. That's how slick this Satan is, this crafty serpent. And when we were in darkness, we followed his ways. We see that out there in the world today. People are following the ways of the prince of the power of the air.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, why is there evil out there in the world? Because we have this sinister force bound up in Satan that is directing the courses of this world. That's why we have evil. That's why these atrocities happen. That's why there's such horrific things going on within the human race. These forces of darkness grab us and take us along with them. And so what Satan wants, what he desires, begins to be carried out through human events.
Yes, right.
And we see that, don't we, every single day. So when we were dead in trespasses and sins, we were in the wrong place, we were in the darkness, and we were following the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
We were connected to the wrong person, the prince of the power of the air. Now, John talks about that as well in his first letter in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. We see this: whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. And the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. So anyone who is practicing sinning is of the devil. Now, this word practice means this is your way of life.
Yes. Right.
So this is a descriptive phrase for someone who is lost. So someone who makes a practice of sinning is someone who is still in the darkness, mm-hmm. who is still following the prince of the power of the air. And that's exactly what John says. He is of the devil. So he is just living out the sinfulness of the devil himself. Now, the reason the Son of God appeared, the reason Jesus came onto planet Earth, was to destroy the works of the devil. And that's what he did through his death, burial, and resurrection. He released us from the power of sin and death and enabled us to walk in the newness of life. So we are following the prince of the power of this air, and we're following the ways of this world. You know, as sinners, we made a practice of sinning. That's just what sinners do. And here's what that looked like. 1 John 2:16 says this, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Yeah. So who's in charge of the world? The prince of the power of the air, Satan himself. And what are his ways? What are the ways of this world? Well, it's the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. Mm-hmm. These aren't things that came from the Father. These are things that originated with Satan and came to be at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil when he convinced Adam and Eve to eat of that forbidden tree.
Yeah.
So we were connected to the wrong person and following his ways instead of the ways of God. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened when we received Christ Jesus? Well, our eyes were opened according to Acts 26:18, and our eyes are opened so that we turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who were sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ. So what did the gospel do? It opened our eyes. Before we heard the gospel, before we understood the truth of the gospel, understood the grace of God, we were blind. We were spiritually blind. And then this truth opened our eyes so that we could turn from darkness, recognize where we were, recognize that we were connected to the wrong person, that we could turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Now, it's a horrible thing to admit that when we were lost, we were under the power of Satan.
Yeah.
That is a horrible thing to admit, but it's true. Why are there atrocities going on in the world today? Because of this very truth, mm-hmm. that people are under the power of Satan. They're connected to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Only the gospel can sever that tie, can sever that relationship with the prince of the power of the air and connect us to a new person, Jesus Christ himself. And that's what the gospel does. So we read in Romans 8:14 this, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." So once we were led by the prince of the power of the air, and that was an external leading.
Mm-hmm.
He just controlled how things happened, and we gladly followed along. Why? Because that's what you do when you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You follow the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the light has come and you are now in the right place, you are led internally by the Spirit of God. So the wrong guy has been booted out, and the right guy has been inserted,
yeah.
In us. His name is Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what happens when you receive Jesus Christ? You cross over from death to life, which means you've crossed over from darkness into light, which means you've crossed over from bondage into freedom. That's why this is good news. That's why they call this the gospel.
Yes.
And once you're in the right place, you're connected to the right guy, and you can see a different way of life starting to emerge in your day-to-day experience.
Absolutely. Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, thank you for being with us for the study edition of Basic Gospel. To get your copy of the study guide, just click Simple Gospel, Simply Grace book link on the homepage of our website. That's at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that we need your partnership in this gospel message to keep the good news coming. Donate now or over the weekend at basicgospel.net, a big prominent link right there on the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again on Monday for another edition. But in the meantime, Sunday morning live, 9:30 Central, Bob Christopher online, and we hope you'll join Bob for a very insightful study. That's Sunday mornings live. You can link at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net, for Facebook or YouTube. Anyway, well, we'll see you whenever, okay? Take care now. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.